Agriculture in a time of flux. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. With the midterm election just around the corner, Indiana Senator Richard Lugar talks about agriculture in Washington, D.C. as a time of flux. A senator, with everything that's taking place in Washington these days, in your view, is there anyone or any one person or one agency that you think agriculture needs to be focusing their attention these days?
Well, I believe that we're going to have to focus on the leadership of the country, that is the president, to begin with, and those who emerge as the leader or the majority leader of the Senate. I say that because the committees are going to be in flux in both House and Senate. By that, I mean new members, people trying to determine whether they want to serve or not, new chairpersons who are unknowns and who have not really been noted for specific advocacy of anything in particular. This is really a time of flux, and this is why leadership at the top is going to be helpful if somebody has programs. Now, if ultimately the president has nothing to say particularly about all of this, and the majority leaders of the House and Senate really have other objectives, why agriculture is going to be left a little bit on the sidelines with probably the status quo. And this means battles with EPA, sort of sniping away to the Clean Water or the Clean Air Acts or others, bad-mouthing agricultural practices, and a great deal of litigation and pushback by agriculture.
In your comments here in Indianapolis, you talked about midterm elections possibly bringing about the need for education.
A lot of education will be required all the time for all of us. But I would say for those who have not been involved in these agricultural debates and committee, the hearings, all the rest of it, this is really a full-scale process because all of the ag issues are extremely complex. The intersection of trade with the rest of the world, the intersection with energy production, not only through now corn ethanol and soy diesel and so-called cellulosic and all the rest, but these are situations people really have not thought about and yet are going to be asked to vote on or to form majorities to override presidential vetoes or very tough things as people then look warily toward the next election and how this is dealing with their constituents.
Indiana Senator Richard Lugar. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.